This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One reason why abortion clinics close is because laws protecting the safety of women require abortion providers to invest as much money as any other ambulatory surgical clinic. And that means they can no longer create bargain basement environments for high-risk, high-priced abortions. In Dallas, Texas, the Ruth Street abortion business closed over the weekend after a federal appeals court upheld a Texas law enforcing those standards. A Seattle high school seems to be so blatantly accepting teen sexual license that it promotes it. Chief South High School is arranging for IUDs for teen girls and even creating a social environment to promote the use of the metallic or hormone-laced devices. Not only are IUDs abortifacient, they promote dangerous activity and come with health risks in the device itself. And as parental knowledge or consent is not sought, the health risks of artificial hormones or infection or uterine perforation complicate matters. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. After an unknown victim of some kind of miscarriage was found by sanitation workers, Catholic cemeteries in Rhode Island claimed the child and offered full burial. Archbishop Thomas Tobin conducted discreet services and also offered prayers for the parents of the child, whom authorities were unable to locate. Many Catholic and other Christian cemeteries offer such services. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.